Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank the Lord for another day. Thank the Lord for another hour. Thank the Lord for another minute. Thank God for another second. Praise the Lord. My God, I give God the honor and I give him the praise. Hallelujah. But for him, I don't know where I be. Oh, I know where I be. I be in a bad shape. I be in trouble. Yes, you wonder how you got over, but you know you got over by the grace only, by the grace of God. We have gotten over only by the grace of God, God the only one. God grace, the grace of the Lord. It's grace. This is Evangelist Betty Harris coming to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I give God honor and give God the glory on this Sunday evening. You know, this year is almost out. No, not this year. This month is almost out. Look at it. Seems as if, you know, we were talking about New Year, January 1. But now this is almost the end of January. It's coming into February. They're getting ready talking about Valentine's Day and Easter. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. And summer clothes and stuff. Oh, God is good. God is good. Praise the Lord. Yes, this evangelist had papers. Evangelist had pray for this broadcast. Pray for it. Pray for it. Lift it up. Lift my name up. Lift my broadcast. The seed of prosperity. Lift me up in the Holy Spirit. And lift me up to the Lord. Call my name out. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't own any copyright to this music. Praise the Lord. And first thing I do, let me pray for my pastor. Father, bless my pastor. Give him his strength. Anoint him no more. Raise him up. And you, Lord, raise him up, raise him up, raise him up. Touch him, Lord. Touch him where they need to be touched. Bless him where they need to be blessed. Bless his going out and bless his coming in. Bless his family, bless his children, and bless the church. In the name of Jesus, meet the financial need. In the name of Jesus, I pray. It's two, that's two things. Number, and then the third thing I have to do, each time I come on the air, now the Lord has led me to do this. Paper. Lord bless me. If there's been any animosity in my heart, any hatred, anything that's not like you, take it out. Create in me, Lord, a clean heart, and renew a right spirit in me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch me. Touch my lip. Touch the word that come out of my mouth. Oh, touch the prayer that come out of my lips, Father, in the name of Jesus. Anoint me as I be on, as I'm on this air, on this broadcast. Anoint me anymore. Let your anointing flow through this broadcast. Let your anointing flow, Father, in the name of Jesus. It's only you. I give it to you. I give it to you. Name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Those three things I have to do before I get started, because sometimes the devil, you want, God would go one way, the devil would come in strong. But that's those three things I have to do. The Lord impressed me to do it. And that's it. And that's what I'm doing it now. I'm dealing with pray for your pastor. That's my topic. Pray for your pastor. We talk, but he's not doing that. She's not doing that. If I were them, I'd do this and I'd do that. Do you pray instead of talking? We don't pray for our pastor. Well, we talk about what's wrong with the church, what's wrong with the pastor. Change the thing. You know what's wrong with the church? And you know what's wrong with the pastor? You not praying. That's what's wrong. That's what's wrong. Prayer changes that. That's exactly wrong. That's exactly what is wrong. You, nothing wrong. But the problem is you not praying. You talk and gossip all the time. You know God not pleased with that. The Lord is not pleased with that. And we should know better, but we don't. We run out of our mouth. Don't you know that the Lord hear you? I mean, pray. Pray. Pray without ceasing. Pray. No, you don't have time to pray, but you got time to get on that phone and talk about your pastor, talk about what the church is not doing this and that. If you want to pray, things would be better. And then if you were to say, somebody talk to you, down the pastors, down the church, you know, lift you up a male pastor and female pastor. I'm talking about pastor. If you're a pastor, I'm dealing with you. We need to pray by our pastor. Things upon God. I'm not pleased with that now. I'm not joking. You know that. And we do our own thing. But we got to pray. We got to pray. If you people talk to you on the phone and down in the pastor and down in the church, just really down them. I mean, you know, you might, I'm not talking about just talking in general and in a nice kind of way, just talking about certain things, whatever. But that low down type, ooh, this and that. If you were to say, let us pray right now, they wouldn't be on the phone too long. When they started talking, that deep talking, just running their mouth, just run in their mouth. Just like water from a fountain. If you said, let us pray right now, they would get off that phone. If you're outside, out eating somewhere, and they get to talking, oh! This and that, and oh, just got a lie to pass the name and whatever. They put him in hell and put him in this and that. You said, let's pray right now. The whole table where you are would get quiet. If we got two or three, they would get quiet. They would get quiet. Let us pray. They would get quiet. I guess they, well, now this and that, you know, if they give you a feedback, well, now we don't know. I'm just saying, but you said, no, let us pray right now. We need to start doing, let us pray right now. You know when these talking get too rough and too bad, talking about the pastor, talking about the church. Let us pray right now. That's what you need to say. Let us pray right now. I know they will cut it off. They sure will. Don't you tell me. They don't want to pray. Want to run them out. But God's tired. He's tired. He's tired of that. God is tired. We just do what we want to do. God did it with us. And we go on one way. And God want us to go another way. Don't you think the Lord hears you and God and the Lord sees you? My God. Don't know better. We got to run our mouths too much. Run our mouths too much. Too much. Too much. And it's not just a layman, it's need leaders. Need leaders. Talk, run it out. About the pastor in the church. Too much. Too much. Too much. Too much. My God, my God. Well, that's what God gave me this topic. Pray for the pastor. And know what I'm saying. And they don't know what I'm saying. Pray for you all. We need to pray for you. Pray for our pastor. Pray for pastor. And then if you don't have a pastor, pray for that's the pastor you listen to. Somebody. Some of y'all listen to some pastor. You might not got mad and left the church or whatever. But if some pastor you listen to, pray for the pastor. He said, pray for the pastor. Pray for your pastor. Pray for your pastor. Pray for your pastor. And that's the topic he gave me. Pray for your pastor. And if the shoe fit, you wear. Pray for your pastor. He did it with somebody. Somebody been running out too much and haven't been praying for the pastor. Pray for your pastor. God is getting tired, God. God's saying time is winding up. Winding up. And some things you talk about not even necessary. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Just don't say anything. Whoa. We can't do that. We can't do that. Oh, bro. Oh, Jesus. We can't do that. Psalms 103 and 2 and 3. Oh, Lord. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. And forget not all his benefits, who forgives all thy iniquity, who heals all thy diseases. My name, my Lord, my Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise God, yes. And okay, Proverbs 17 and 22, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Well, a broken spirit dries the bones. My Lord, my Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, oh, my Lord. God is good. God is good. Oh, my Lord. Time is winding up. And we... time is winding up. And we want to do what we want to do. And we're doing what we want to do. Not only do we want to do what we want to do. We're not doing what we want to do. Some of us are doing exactly what we want to do, and then it's not serving God. It's not serving God. Oh, my God. Yes, Lord. Yes, and my topic, pray for your pastor. Pray for your pastor. My Lord, my Lord. We're gonna have another song. Oh. We're gonna have a song, and then I'm gonna come back. Praise the Lord. And I'm gonna come back. Let me see. And I'm gonna whatever I'm gonna. I don't know what I'm gonna say. I don't know what I'm gonna say. But we're going to have a song right now.
Your need, and you said, I know, but tomorrow, ooh, tomorrow, I'll give my life. Tomorrow, I thought about today,
You all can't forget that. You might forget all my other topics I've done, but honey, pray for your pastor. Then if you don't have a pastor, find your pastor. Find you somewhere. Find you somewhere to go and worship. Somewhere to be. So you can worship as a body. Don't you know when two or three gathered together in his name, God would be in the midst of it? You don't need to be at home. 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 Criticize. If you're at home, not going to any church. They're running your mouth. On that phone. That was behind. On that phone. God is good. God is good. Let me see. Let me pray. It's so much going on. So much going on. In your neighborhood, in the city, in the state, in the country. President, let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, you gave me the topic, pray for the pastor. Lord, I'm bless the pastor. I'm praying for the pastor. As I speak, Lord, as I pray, give strength to many different pastors, Lord, all over. They honor the sound of my voice, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give them strength. Not there no more, Lord. Dear, will give them new revelation, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in that vision that you have given them, Lord, let them go forth in the vision and that thing you had told them to do. Let them step forward and do it, Father, in your name, in the name of Jesus, Lord. They drawing back, Lord. They drawing back. But, Lord, it's time for them to come forward, Father, in you. You said it. You spoke it to them. And you want them to do it, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch them. Take fear away from them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let them step out in faith, Father, doing your work, speaking your word, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Pray for your pastor. And I know, huh? You got one pastor, and, you know, you might have assistant pastor. But don't you know, if he over a church, that is just one man. Now, he's a pastor. Don't you know, he got a lot of people under him in that church. He can have 200 members or 300 members. Don't you know those members? He got to minister to them. Then if they get sick, okay. They are okay. They the member. But remember, when the member gets something go wrong in their family, who do they call? They call the pastor. Pastor so-and-so is in the hospital. My dad in the hospital. And then at the attend the funeral, more than one funeral. It's a lot on and waking up in the midnight hour, waking up all times of hour, all times of the day. He had to deal with that. And he's just one man now. He's just one man. Now, you know, he might have a system. But it goes so far. They can call the pastor. Call the pastor. Find a pastor. Oh, find a pastor. And in that church, they tell them. Some of them can't even get to the car. They meet him, bring the problem right to him, you know, and hold him, you know, sometimes they talk to the pastor, hold up the long, hold up the line, talking to the pastor. Y'all know what I'm doing. You know what I'm telling the truth. They say, wait a minute. I mean, you talk and you speak, but you don't hold a 30-minute conversation. I'm supposed to want to shake your hand and get on out the door or go home or whatever, and you standing there talking and get upset. You know, if he said, well, we can talk about it in our call meeting, we talk about it over the phone or we make appointments. They stopping right there. I mean, the pastor didn't do it a lot. Y'all got to admit, it's a lot of responsibility on the pastor. Then y'all don't want to pray for him. Just one man. Then he got a family, got children. He might be a pastor, but he's still a daddy. He got children. The children want some of his attention. The children have problems, too. They want to talk to the daddy. They want to talk to the mama. And, you know, I'm dealing with pastors. You know, just be for real. There's a lot they have to encounter, a lot on their shoulder. We don't realize that. We're just one person. Okay, we had to deal with our family. He got to deal with hundreds of families. Besides, you know, the mama and the dad of the family, he got to deal with the children. And some of these children on drugs, some of them headstone and this and that. And you got to counsel them, the marriage. You know, they want to get married. People want to get married. He has to counsel. He or she got to counsel them. It's a lot of responsibility. And here we don't want to pray. We want to tear them down. Just talk about them so bad. So bad. And look at your life. Look at yourself. That's terrible. And look at your life. Are you perfect? We got to die daily. This thing is an everyday thing. Really, it's every minute, every second. But you got to die daily. You don't know what's going to come each day. Per day. We got to be prepared to meet the enemy. Don't you know he got to prepare to meet the enemy? Don't you know they attack the pastor? They attack, the devil will attack the pastor. If he get the leader, he got the church. If he get the leader, he got you. My Lord. And that's what y'all don't realize. You tearing him down, you tearing yourself down. God told me. He gave me this topic. Pray for your pastor. He know what's going on in his life. Pray for the pastor. Pray for your pastor. I'm running your mouth so much, tearing him down. Nobody purpose. We all striving to make heaven our home. My God. Mm-hmm.
I want you to know tonight that there is a fountain filled with blood. We put a little twist on this, but it says there is a fountain filled, drawn from Emmanuel's vein. And sinners who plunge beneath that flood lose all. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's vein. Yeah. And as a sinner one day I plunge beneath that flood, and I'm here to tell you I lost all. You may ask me, who is he? He is the Son of the Living God. Of the Living God. I'm talking about Jesus. And he's the Holy One. And still today, if sinners will plunge beneath that flood, they'll lose all. The day crucified. He was crucified between two thieves, and the writer said, the dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. Oh yes. And my prayer is that there may I, even though I'm as sinful and vile, wash all my sin away. And he is the Son of the living God. Of the living God. He is Jesus Christ. And he's still the Holy One. And there may I, though vile, in my grave. But the blessed hope is that on the other side, on the other side, in a nobler and a sweeter song, I'll still lift my voice and sing thy power to save. He is the Son of the living God, of the living God. Trust and believe him. One more time. Sinners who will plunge beneath. To the saving power of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah is right. Hallelujah is right. Hallelujah is right. Praise the Lord. God is good. Hey, Lord. God is good. I'm talking about pray for your pastor. Yeah. That's why things so bad. Some pastors going through because you're not praying for them. Let's be for real. You're not praying for your pastor. You're not praying for them. You want somebody want to sit there and see him fall. See the pastor fall. Yeah. I'm telling you the truth. Tell people about something else now. There ain't nothing nice. Tell people about something else. Huh? Church is a place to go. And fellowship, believe me, churches hell on wheels too. Yes, it is. It's more mess in these churches. It's ridiculous. More mess in these churches because no praying going on. You're not praying. Not praying. That devil there about there in the midst of the church. Not praying. Not to talk and look. Yes. He told me that's the topic he gave me. Pray for your pastor. And talk to you too. Pray for your pastor. Pray for your pastor. Pray for your pastor. They need friends for. They need friends for. They need friends for. All that, all what they got to encounter, a whole church of folks, and more than what they say, more women's in the church than there is for men's anyway, have to deal with all them what, attitudes and emotions and stuff, you know? My God. Oh, my Lord. My Lord, my Lord. Praise the Lord. Let us pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you gave me this message. I thank the Lord, anointed the more. My Lord, my Lord. Let it bless somebody. Let it bless somebody, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let it bless somebody. Oh, these pastors, pray for them. I bless the pastor everywhere, Lord. On the sound of my voice, Lord. All of you, I see. Those that listen, let them, those that are not praying for their pastor, let them start praying for their pastor, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch their heart, touch their mind. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. For then to pray for the pastor. To pray for their pastor, Father. In the name of Jesus. That's a load on his shoulder. That's a load on his shoulder, Lord. In the name of Jesus. That's a load on the pastor's shoulder. Oh, God. Touch him. Touch him, Lord. Oh, give strength to him. Give strength, Lord. Meet those financial needs, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Give strength to the old flesh, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Touch him, Lord. Touch him, Lord. Touch him, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Touch him, Lord. Touch him, Jesus. Touch. In the see. In the name of Jesus. Give strength. Give strength. Hana. In the see. In the name of Jesus. Meet the financial needs. Work in that marriage, Lord. Hana. In the name of Jesus. Work in those marriage, Lord. In the see. In the name of Jesus, work with those children. Save them the more, Lord. Save those that not save the children. In the name of Jesus, if the wife not saved, save the wife, Lord. In the name of Jesus, if the pastor husband is not saved, save them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the hot seat. Name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Oh, God. We're going to have another song. Let's make it. Yes, Lord, it God do. This Evangelist Betty Harris coming to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Now, Tommy, pray for your pastor. I'm talking to you out there that haven't been praying for your pastor, to pray for your pastor. You're in the church. You go to church every Sunday. Pray for your pastor. How many times do you pray for him? How many times do you pray for him? But let me say this. How many times do you talk about him? How many times you pray for him, and how many times you talk about him? I bet you talk about him more than you pray for him. You talk about him more than you pray for him. You need to reverse that back. You need to pray more than you talk about him. They go for the male pastor and the female pastor. I'm talking about pastors. If you're a pastor, if you're a female, I'm talking about you. If you're a male pastor, I'm talking about you. You know, so they won't say, oh, well, she's just talking about the male. I'm talking about women and men, pastors. We need to pray for them. If you want to lead leadership, you need to pray for them. Stop trying to find something. No, somebody be looking, trying to find something. Find something on your knees. God will show you what you need to know. Get on your knees and pray. Get you a prayer closet and pray. God will show you what's going on. God will show you. You don't have to peek and hide and look and try to, you know, people something else now. Check those ain't no night now. Oh, yeah. They're testing something else now. Oh, yes, I've been a church person all my life. It's a little kid. I raised up in church. Oh, yeah, I know how to play the game. I know how the game is played. Oh, yeah, there's something else. Keep us more mess than anything else. That's why a lot of sinners think you're out there doing whatever the sinner's doing. You're doing whatever the sinner's doing. You're out there. Y'all buddies. That's why you can't do it. Praise the Lord. We're talking about pray for your pastor. I'm going to pray for the sick, Lord. I'm going to pray for the sick. By the name of Jesus. Those that on the sound of my voice are going through physically, Lord. They got pain, racking with pain. They got bronchitis. Come get that bronchitis. Breathe, and they can't breathe. The lungs. Lord, heal the lungs. They're looking for a lung transplant. A heart transplant. Lord, in the name of Jesus, liver transplant. Oh, God, heal, Lord. Do the operation on them, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bring comfort to them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Touch them from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet. The diabetes, Lord. I come against that diabetes. The diabetes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, those that are diabetic, come get that spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I don't know about all the medical terms, but God, touch cholesterol. Touch, Lord. Heal and deliver. Some people need an eye transplant. My Lord, in the name of Jesus, the operation, they need operations on different parts of their body. Oh, God. Intervene and heal, Lord. Heal. I know the doctor's here to heal. You have placed the doctor here. But, Lord, on the sound of my voice, you put me on his air to pray for the sick. To pray for the sick when the doctor can't do them any more good. When the doctor says, I've given all. I've done all I can do. Lord, you want me to pray. You want to intervene. You want to pray that you intervene, Lord. Not the realm of the doctor, but oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, we need you. How did I see? Oh, God. They got the same complaint, same problem. Been going back and forth to the doctor in the name of Jesus. Not getting any better. Oh, Jesus. Bless. Touch that body. Whatever that condition is. Healing and I see in the name of Jesus. I come against that spirit to try to take over that body in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Move in their behalf, Lord. Move as I pray. Let the anointing go over the airwaves, Lord. Let the anointing flow, Lord. Let the anointing flow in the name of Jesus. I touch. Touch in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord. They're crying out to you. They're crying out to you, Lord. Hundredly I see. Eagerly I see. Answer the prayers, Lord. Answer the prayers, Lord. In it I see. In the name of Jesus. Yes, bring healing. Bring healing to the body. Healing to the mind. Healing to the soul. Hundredly I see. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord. Set free. I break every yoke. I break every chain. I break every cord. I break the tie to get them all tied and bound. In the name of Jesus. Say them, take your hands off. In the name of Jesus. I break everything that the enemy got them all tied and bound. In the high sea. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That stomach condition. That dizziness. Under the I see, under those tumors high, under the I thunder high, under the I see, in the name of Jesus, you able, Lord, you able, you able, Lord, I know you able, I know you able, Lord, under the I see, under the I soul, dissolve those tumors, Lord, that prostate problems, under the I see, let healing take place in the body, under the I see, in the name of Jesus, that fluid on the that fluid on the lungs, the fluid on the leg, in the leg, swollen hands and swollen ankles and swollen legs. I come against the very cause of it, the very cause of it, the very cause, the very root of it, the very root of it. I come against the root of it in the name of Jesus. I know in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, touch, in the name of Jesus, touch, in the name of Jesus, move, in the name of Jesus, deliver, in the name of Jesus, yeah. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, bless, 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 yes, Lord, bless, move on those finances. Moon on the finance, Lord. Moon on the finance, high. Under the asunder, high. Eat the soul. In the name of Jesus. Moon in that marriage, Lord. In that marriage, Lord. The enemy wants to tear it apart. Under the sea. But you put them together, Lord. And the enemy wants to destroy them. They want to separate. Oh, God. Be in the midst of it. Bring them back together again. Bring love back together again. Bring that love they once had for one another, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, bring them back together again. Change the heart from heart of stone to heart of flesh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let love come back. Rise. Let love rise again in their heart for each other. Love for the children, Lord. Save the children, Lord. Save the children, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Oh. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Oh, God. My Lord, my Lord. Oh. God is good. God is good. Oh, my, 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 my. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I tried to force a laugh, but my lips wouldn't lie. My heart was broken, but I was too sad to even cry. Yet I had to stand my test. I had to take the pain. Tried to make me a happy face. Ah, oh, but there was too much rain.
I was in a tunnel, I couldn't see the light. Whenever I looked up, I couldn't see the sky. No, no. Sometimes when I'm standing, it feels like I've been running for miles. My heart could be crying, dead in the middle of a smile. Oh,
then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains.
Yes, you did.
How it helped, cause I was lost.
Then I felt a strong wind.
And I heard a voice say,
storm is over.
Storm is over now. my battle. Now all hope's gone.
Nowhere to turn.
Downtown in a rush crowd, but feeling all alone. Every now and then I felt like I would lose my mind. I've been racing for years, y'all, but still no finish line. But
then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains.
Ahead, bring your seat across the broadcast. The top of the day is pray for your pastor. Pray for your pastor. Just run your mouth all the time. God mean business. He sure gave me this. Pray for your pastor. You all doing too much talking. You all doing too much talking against the pastor. You're doing too much talking. God is not, God, the Lord is angry with you. The Lord is not, he does not like it at all. He upset with that. He upset with that. Though the two men, he upset with this. He really, he upset with this. The pastor has a lot on his shoulder. She has a lot on her shoulder. That go for male and female. Pastor, if you're a pastor, I'm dealing with you. I'm talking about you. And God said, pray for your pastor. Those on the sound of my voice, that goes for you. Don't listen to this broadcast. It goes for you. You think I'm playing? You think it's a joke? Watch and see. You run your mouth too much. You're not praying. You're talking about the pastor too much. You're not praying. You're not praying. They are human beings like you are. Check yourself. Check yourself first before you talk about anybody else. You check yourself. That's our problem. We talking, but we check yourself. What the hunt? And check your family. The pastor got a lot, got a whole church to deal with. You don't have no much to deal with but your family and maybe, you know, your kinfolk. He got to deal with his 10 people, your 10 people. You a member of the church, okay. If you're married, you're your husband, your children, then your mama and your daddy. Then if somebody died in the family, if that's your auntie that died, you want him to be to the funeral? You want her to be at the funeral? If they're in the hospital, you want him or her to go to the hospital? Get upset if they don't come? Well, so-and-so, my auntie's in the hospital, and they didn't come and see me. He didn't come and see me. She didn't come and see them. We talk about that. You talk about one man with all those different problems, and you have nerves enough to talk and don't want to pray, and you in that church. You in that church, and you don't want to pray for the pastor, for all those members in that church. He got to deal with all of them, not just one family. He got to deal with all of them, not just a member, but you know, they're kinfolk, they're relatives. Then you have your cousin, your distant cousin. Well, you know, it'd be your 20th cousin, the 20th cousin, not the third cousin, go down further. They didn't come to my funeral. He or she didn't come to my funeral. That funeral, he's sick, and he haven't been out to visit me. Oh, see what happens. And what do you do? If it's not your relative, you don't know that person, you don't do anything. But see, he got to know all of them. They're going to call him in the midnight hour. So-and-so have died. You know, my so-and-so had died. This person had died. It's a lot on him. It's a lot on her. It's a lot. We got to realize that. It's a lot. And you think God don't let you forever talk about him and drag them in the mud? And you think he's not concerned about his pastors, over his flock, over his sheep? And you gonna sit there and you not gonna pray for him? Oh no, I'm not. Oh wait a minute, God. How does that sound? That doesn't even sound good. Pray for your pastor. Pray for him. You don't have to look. You just pray. God will do the rest. Just pray. God will do the rest. Just pray. God will do the rest. My Lord, we something else. You know what? If the church people have prayed, are praying for their pastor, he wouldn't have given me this topic. Pray for your pastor. Pray for your pastor. God is soon to come. God is soon to come. He's tired. He's trying to get things together. My Lord, we're going to have another song. Praise the Lord. Don't come back.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Oh, God. Yes. Good to see the prosperity coming from Tennessee. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. This is Benjamin Harris bringing you to see the prosperity broadcast. Praise God. Hallelujah. One more time. Hallelujah. You talk about the top. The top today is pray for your pastor. That says a lot by itself. It's almost just, you don't need to add anything. Pray for your pastor. That the Lord gave me the time to put in that for this evening. Pray for your pastor. It says all. It said it all. No long words, no whole lot. Pray for your pastor. That's the topic he gave me. And he's serious too. He gave it to me. Because you all not praying for your pastor and you running your mouth. You're not praying for your pastor. You're tearing them down. Left on one side, or sit down one side of another. Praise the Lord. We're something else now. Yes, when God, that's serious business. He's serious business now. Said pray for your pastor. That's getting deep. That is deep. That's deep right there. He said pray for your pastor. That's deep. And he talked to somebody. Somebody. He said there was somebody to shut their mouth up, but they refused to shut it up. So he gave me a chance. He mean it, pray for your pastor. You run your mouth too much on your pastor. Pray for your pastor. Praise the Lord. He's God good. God is a loving God. He's a loving God, but he does not play. When he says something, now look, you don't play with the Holy Spirit. No. No, no, no. Praise the Lord. But we're going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for this opportunity. Lord, I didn't know I'd be on it. It was said to me that I'd be worldwide, and I thank the Lord it has come to pass. This broadcast goes all over the United States, part of the outside of the United States. Right, worldwide, that's what it is. That's the latest pop side to me, and I didn't know how, Lord, it was gonna come because I didn't know anybody. I was unknown and this and that. But God would take an unknown and put him and put him on high. Put him with a name go all the way around the world. I'm just an unknown. But I love Jesus. And this is what he placed in my lap. He put this in my lap. In the name of Jesus, I was shocked my own self. Lord, I was shocked myself. Bless the people that tuned me in. Bless the sick, Lord. Bless the sick and the suffering, Lord. And people, they got lawsuits pending. And the enemy holding back on their money, on their finance. Holy Spirit, get a hold to that lawyer. Everybody that involved, Father, in the name of Jesus. And speeding it up. Speed it up, Lord. Let healing take place. Let deliverance take place. I break every yoke, every strain, every cord. They got those papers all tied and tangled up. Let them out. Let them get those papers together. Get all those papers that scattered all over the desert. Get them together, Father, and get the lawsuit come forth. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bless, Lord. And bless people that have a problem with their managers on the job, Father. In the name of Jesus. Touch, intervene in their behalf, Lord, with their managers, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Satan, take your hands off. Ha! Glory. In the name of Jesus, the managers. Ah, now I see. Deal with those managers that come in against your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch, turn things around, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, meet your financial needs, Lord. Work out that problem, Lord. the house note. It's hard for them to pay the house note. It's hard for them to pay the rent. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, intervene from, Lord. Make a way. Ah, yeah. Glory. Make a way from, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord.
Truth is I'm tired, options are few, I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused, I can't pray, what's left? Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you. To you.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, this is See the Prosperity Broadcast. Praise the Lord. Write me. Post office box 751603. Remember, Tennessee, 38175. Post office box 751603. Memphis, Tennessee, 38175. You have a Cash App, $ Sis Christ, SISCHRIST. $SISCHRIST. Praise the Lord. God is good. God is good. Thank the Lord for this opportunity. This is a good opportunity. A good one. This is a good one. It's a good opportunity that the Lord has blessed me to be able to get on the airways. It's a good opportunity. It's a good opportunity. Praise the Lord. I can't complain. But it's a blessing from the Lord. I know it is. It's a blessing from the Lord. Praise the Lord. Uh-huh. Praise the Lord. We have another son. They'll come back and pray.
Just like
Yes, Lord. It's so coming back. Lord, slow milk is coming back. That's for sure. And I want to be ready. And I know you want to be ready too. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. Hallelujah. For the many blessings. I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Those tuning me in, bless them, Lord. Bless them. Bless them. Let a blessing come their way. Let a blessing come their way. Meet those financial needs. Let prosperity come their way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Move on those families, different families, Lord, that need to be saved. Have mercy on the children, Lord. Save the children. Save the children. Oh, save the young people carjacking the cars and robbing them. Father, in the name of Jesus, save, Lord. Save them, Lord. Send salvation their way, Lord. Send salvation their way, Father. In the name of Jesus, that household full of drugs, in the name of Jesus, send salvation to that household, in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord, higher. Touch, Father, in the name of Jesus. Turn things around, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Gun violence, violence everywhere, Lord. Oh, Father, take a hold. Move in those different situations. That spirit of violence, I come against it in the name of Jesus. Whatever spirit it is, I come against that spirit of violence in the name of Jesus. That spirit of hatred in the name of Jesus. No kindness. No. Don't feel any love. No love, Lord. What a love, Lord. Jesus, what a love. What a love. No love. No kindness. No compassion, Father. In the name of Jesus, what have happened to us, Lord? Get a hold to your people. Get a hold to your people. It's praying time. It's praying time, Lord. It's praying time. Hallelujah, it's praying time. Lord, it's praying time. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, it's praying time. It's praying time. It's praying time, Lord. Oh, bless, 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 bless. Bless, Lord. Go in the nursing home, Lord. Touch the people, Lord. Touch the doctors and the nurses that dealing with the people in the nursing home. Make them treat them right, Lord. Let them handle them with compassion, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the patient there. Oh, Lord, ease the loneliness in the name of Jesus. Someone feel like they throw it away, Lord. Oh, God, intervene. Comfort their heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My Lord, my Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Even though things don't always go my way, determined in my heart to always sing. I must go on in spite of the cost or nothing. Be a greater loss than not to be able to see him someday. I'm gonna see him face to face.
My desire to hear one day.
I know you want to see Jesus face to face. I know I do. My Lord. This is City Prosperity Broadcast. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord on my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. My Lord. God is a good God. Yes, he is. Yes, Lord, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for who you are and what you are to me in my life. Those that tune me in, bless them, Lord. Give them strength where they are weak. Give them strength, heal bodies, Lord. Save souls. Work things out for them, Father. On the job, in the home, in the church, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the neighborhood. You're going to need that for different neighborhoods. Save, Lord. Let the angel walk up and down the street, Lord. In the name of Jesus, stop at that drug house, Father. In the name of Jesus, save and touch, Holy Spirit. Go inside, Lord. Go inside the drug house, Lord. And deliver and save, Lord. Touch, Lord. On the sound of my voice, touch Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, save. Yeah. Be with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Let them turn their heart to you, Lord. Let them turn their heart to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, save them, Lord. Save, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. And these shopping centers, shield and protect the people coming back, coming out of the grocery stores, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Going back and going in and out of the grocery store, Lord. Oh, God, they robbing in the daytime. They robbing at nighttime in the name of Jesus. They robbing any time of the day, any time of the hour. Intervene, Lord. Bless, Lord. Oh, Lord, intervene, Lord. Holy Spirit, take control. Take control of these different situations. Take control of Memphis, Tennessee. Take control in the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Touch us, Lord. Touch us. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The homeless people, Lord. Oh, make a way for them. Make a way for them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Let people have the heart of compassion for the homeless people, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. In the summertime, it's hot. In the wintertime, it's cold. They don't have anywhere to go, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Intervene, Lord. Intervene, Lord. Holy Spirit, take control. Take control. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Yes, Lord. Bless the people. Bless the people. Oh, my Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church,
oh,
say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church,
to what his word
says. Amen.
No matter how you feel,
amen.
how your world is reeling. Babble on through the night. Cause you're gonna win the fight. Even in the valley. Or standing at your Red Sea. Continue to say. Cause your help is on the way. My God has spoken. I heard him. So let the church say. Let the church say,
amen.
All we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, Lord.
Let the church say, amen.
Oh,
let
the whole church
say, amen.
God has spoken. Well, let the church. Let the church say, let the church say, amen. Dreams about to die.
Amen.
Knowing that God is not a man.
Amen.
He just can't lie.
Amen.
In spite of what,
amen,
what the devil does.
Praise the Lord. Pray, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless the pastors everywhere. Bless them, bless them. Oh, God. Bless them, bless them, bless them. Raise them up. Raise up the men and pastors up, those on the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, raise them up. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. Give them strength in the body. Strength, strengthening in the mind. In the name of Jesus. Give them a new revelation. New outlook on life, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, anoint them, Lord. Anoint them the more, Father. In the name of Jesus, anoint them, anoint them, anoint them. It's the anointing that break the yoke. It's the anointing that break the yoke. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Let them step out in that faith, in that vision that you have given them, Father. In the name of Jesus, let them continue to do the work you have called them to do, Father. In the name of Jesus. Bless them with that finance. Bless the church. Bless those finances. Bless the finance of the church, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless those marriages, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. 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 Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Oh, God. My Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. God is good. Yes, it's not good. My Lord, my Lord. My. We need a word from the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I got a song. Praise the Lord.
We don't need another cause. let me tell you how he spoke to me. I was in Nashville, Tennessee, to sing at a conference, and I was sitting there depressed about things that have happened in my past. And Bishop Kenneth Mole stood on his feet, and he sang these words, and they came straight from the Lord to me. He said, "You're alive.
Some of our latter days are better than our earlier days. Some of y'all have a better time than you ever had in your life. And you still run your mouth. Not grateful, not thanking the Lord that how far he had brought you. You didn't have nothing one while. You didn't have a thing. But God had blessed you bountifully, and you don't appreciate it. run the church down, run the pastor down. God not pleased with that. My Lord, my Lord. My Lord, my Lord. Yes, my topic, pray for your pastor. It says a lot. The word, it speaks for itself. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Just think how many pastors it is. You know, pray for your pastor. Now, how much you got to go through. And you know what? It just dawned on me, too. Some of y'all, first thing you say, I don't want to be a pastor. I don't want to be a pastor. Why? Because you know what they have to go through. You have said, some of y'all have said that, I don't want to be a pastor, wife. I don't want to be a pastor. Because they know what all you have to go through. They know you have to go through a lot of stuff. You have to deal with a lot of people. You have to deal with a lot of different problems. And you know what they're up against. But and then through it all, you still won't pray. Isn't that something? You don't want to be a pastor, wife. You don't want to be a pastor. You don't want to be an evangelist. You don't want to be a Sunday school teacher, but yet you won't pray for those that are in that leadership position. Human nature is something else. Human nature is something else. But we're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity to pray for the people here, Lord. All kind of ailments. Purify the blood. They have blood. Purify the blood. Clear the blood, purify the blood, purify the blood, Father. In the name of Jesus, blood clot, desire blood clot, Father. Wherever they are, desire blood clot, Lord, in the lung, in the lid. And we're going up to the lid, up to the heart. Oh, God, desire blood clot. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, migraine headache. Mental problem. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Ringing in the ears. In the name of Jesus. Glory. Not high. Having teeth problem. Gum problem. In the name of Jesus. See. Sometimes they can't wear the right size shoe. One side got to be larger than the other. They have problem with their feet. In the name of Jesus. Oh, not so. Oh, the ailment in the elbow and the shoulders. They're having back problems. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ear problem. Under the eye, I see migraine headaches, thyroid problems. In the name of Jesus. Cancer everywhere. In the name of Jesus. Cancer on different parts of the body. Dissolve cancer, Lord. Heal cancer, Lord. Now I see that demonic force. I come against you. I have authority over you. You should not have the victory in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I cast you out. Dissolve you in the name of Jesus. Dissolve in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Boaz, I come against Boaz on the body, in the night sea. In the name of Jesus, female problem, under the eye sea, getting those intestines, getting that womb, under the eye sea, then the hospital, in the name of Jesus, heal and deliver, the newborn baby having problems, breathing, touch the little body, Father, in the name of Jesus. Say to take your hands off under the IC in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Lord Jesus. Give me what to pray for. Give me what to pray for. Give me what to say, Lord, in the name of Jesus. 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 Oh. Yes, Lord. Let the move of your spirit go over this airway. Let the move of your spirit go over the airway, Lord, and touch, Lord. Stir up the heart in the name of Jesus. Stir the heart. Stir the mind. Under the eye see in the name of Jesus. Let salvation come forth. Let salvation come forth in the name of Jesus. Higher in the name of Jesus. In the eye so. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bring that daughter home. Bring that son home. Hallelujah. Bring them home, Lord. Higher. See. Under the eye so. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I come against you, Satan. Honestly, I see, loose that daughter, loose that son, in the name of Jesus. Dear old Lord, get on the grandkids, and the great grandkids, and the great grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Touch, save, and deliver, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Bless, Lord. Bless, Lord. Bless, Lord. Throw the need, job. Give jobs, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Save me the more, Lord. Save me the more, Lord. Save me the more. Oh, yeah. Save me the more. Hallelujah, I see. In that place you want me to be. In that prayer place you want me to be, Lord. Take me up, Lord. Oh, just give me strength. Give me the strength I need. Give me the strength I need, Lord. Hallelujah. Just give me the strength I need, Lord. Hallelujah, see. He not a your soul. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, see. He not your soul. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, soul. Yes, Lord. I say yes to you. Hallelujah, see. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Oh, yeah. Glory. Oh, my. Oh. My Lord.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord.
every Sunday evening, 5:30 p.m., tune me in. From 5:30 to 7:30 every Sunday evening, the Lord said the same. I want to meet you, and I want you to meet me. 5:30, let us pray together. Let us praise the Lord together. 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday evening. Praise the Lord. Oh, God. My Lord, God is so good. He's so good. He's so good. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless this broadcast, Father. Name of Jesus, I go up there. Bless the broadcast. Bless the people that tune me in, Lord. Bless them. Send blessing their way. Send prosperity their way, Father. Send the spirit of prosperity their way, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let healing take place. Let deliverance take place over the airways. In the name of Jesus, I give you the honor, give you the glory. I'm not hot seat. I love you, Lord. Bless this broadcast. Bless the people that are tuning me in. Yes, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for these words. I thank you for these words of prayer. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you. I thank you. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Give you the honor. Give you the praise. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anna. Yenna. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bless your name. I bless your name, Jesus. I bless your name as I go up to air. I bless your name, Jesus. I bless you, Lord. I bless you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I glorify your name. I magnify your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes. Yes, Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh,